The reading this morning comes, well, there's two readings. The first reading comes from John 13, verse 34, and it's on page 648 of your church Bibles. So now I'm giving you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. And the second reading is on page 630, and it's in Luke chapter 18, and it's starting at verse 15. Right. Jesus blesses the children. One day, some parents brought their little children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. But when the disciples saw this, they scolded the parents for bothering him. Then Jesus called the children and said to the disciples, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the children of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning. My name is Karen. It's a bit like Karen, but it's got more pirate to it. Karen. I'm Karen Rayner. And I am the children's worker. I have been the children's worker here at St. Andrew's for about the last 14 years or so. Prior to that, I was a high school science teacher until in about 2011, I felt called to answer the advert here at church for a children's worker. Full disclosure, I did wait until the second time of asking before applying. Seems to be a bit of a pattern in this church where we have to ask more than once before people go, "Oh yeah, no, I do feel nudged to do that. Yes, yes, all right then." So I've been here ever since. My role as children and families worker has evolved over the years, and it now includes a number of things, such as Sunday mornings kids groups, which is sort of creche, preschool, primary, liaising with the youth, etc. Family-friendly Sunday services at the big parts, Christmas, Easter, Harvest, Mothering Sunday, Pentecost, and others. Toddler group on Wednesdays. I used to volunteer on Mondays, but we no longer have the Monday group. We've just got the Wednesday group. I don't run the group. I just help with it. And I can only help on the Wednesdays that I'm not doing assemblies at the primary group, primary schools locally. But it is a fabulous group with a fabulous team. And I really enjoy volunteering there on Wednesdays. It helps me to get to know the young children in the area, and then often I am blessed to see them go to the primary schools and at other events, and it's such a joy to see the children growing up. Bump and Beyond, technically this group comes under Children and Families Ministry, but in reality the lovely Sue runs and organizes all of it, and it just technically comes under this brief. I don't have very much to do with that, but it is an immensely popular and very much appreciated group. It is really supportive to the young mums in Goldsworth Park. Mum's Bible study. This is paused at the moment because we don't have a leader, but this group was instrumental for me and for many others in providing practical and spiritual support to mums when it was running. Community events, things like Messy Church, Pancake Party, Light Parties, the Dragon Boat Race, etc. We have a number of community events that we either run here or we support locally. School connections. We have an excellent relationship with both of our local schools, Beaufort and Scythewood. We go in and we do open the book assemblies 8 times a year. We hold specific events at church for particular year groups which supports their RE curriculum. The year fives come at Easter, the year twos come at Christmas time. We have some reception classes coming in. We host the carol services for the local schools. It's Your Move for the year sixes, which is a moving on, going up to high school. We do at the schools in conjunction with Engage, and in fact that's happening next week at both Scythewood and Beaufort schools. So we have a really great connection with the local schools. Contact with church families. This varies. It could be providing meals when a baby is born, or it could be at other times when the families might be having a really tough time. It could involve cards or phone calls or visits or a variety of other ways that we hope that we are able to connect with families and to make sure that they feel loved and supported by their church family. And other opportunities. The role has evolved. Some years we do some things, other years we can do other things. It depends partly on resources, time, and what else is happening in the world. Baptisms, games afternoons, family films during half terms, etc. So there are lots of other things that we could do and we have done over the years. Each of these areas requires a surprising number of emails, meetings, rotas, coordinating, resourcing, recruiting, and prayer. I have a real heart for children and I love teaching. So I think my job is brilliant. But what started out as a position has grown far beyond the contracted 14 hours per week. And for various health and personal reasons, the 25 plus hours that I currently do are simply not sustainable, especially as there are so many other opportunities which I would love to explore to enhance the support that we have for our families and children. I love the children that come to this church, every single one of them. I really, really love them. And my desire is for each of them to know that they are loved, deeply loved. Not necessarily by me, but that they are loved by God and that they are loved by their church family, which is you lot. You know the expression, it takes a village to raise a child? It means that a child's safe, healthy development requires the active support, interaction, and influence of an entire community rather than just their parents. In our case, St. Andrew's Church is the village. When children and adults are baptized in this church, we make promises to support them, to pray for them. As part of God's family, we are the aunties and the uncles and the grandparents and the cousins, etc., of these children, of these families. Now, we may think, I don't really like children, but I'm not asking you to like children. I'm asking you to love children. And it's not just me either. Jesus said in John 13:34, "So now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other." And he had a real soft spot for children. Remember what his well-meaning disciples tried to keep the children away, Jesus said, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who does not receive the kingdom of God like a child, will never enter it." Luke 18, 16 to 17. Jesus recognized that children receive love easily, and they give love easily. That's why they are the perfect disciples. They give and receive love easily. We can learn much from children, but we also have a duty to teach them. Proverbs 22, verse 6. "Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they're old, they will not turn from it." This is why we have children's ministry. To tell children about Jesus, about how they are loved, and that God really does care about them. My son Simon, I was going to say the tall one, but that doesn't really help. The one with the slightly longer hair. He has grown up in this St. Andrew's Church village. He knows he is loved by you. in March, when his carefully laid plans to go to Australia were in jeopardy because of the conflict between Iran and America, he felt he could ask his church family for prayer. He reached out to a number of people on the AV team and others, and he asked them to pray for him. What a powerful testimony to the St. Andrew's Church family. That Simon knew he was loved, he felt he could ask for prayer, and he believed God answered. Somehow, he got the last seat on the last flight that wasn't flying through a war zone that week, and it got him to Melbourne safely and in time for his tour, this tour that he had been saving for 5 months. God is amazing. And this is what I desire for all children, that they know that they are loved, that they feel able to ask their church family for help, and that they believe God cares about them. But as much as I want this for all the children of Goldsworth Park, I can't do this on my own, or even with the wonderful, dedicated, but small team of volunteers that I have who help me in the children and families ministry. Remember, it takes a village to raise a child, and the St. Andrew's Church Village needs you to help raise the children in our care. Simon was loved from when he was in creche to the Bubbles group, up through the other kids' groups, into youth, and then he was supported and nurtured when he volunteered on the AV team and shown love by many others in this congregation. He wasn't always the easiest or most compliant of children. I was recently reminded of once he had drawn all over the little chairs in the Bubbles room in felt tips, which I hasten to add, he did help clean up afterwards. But he was welcomed back the next week, where he was loved and nurtured some more. And that lasts a lifetime. Our lifetime on earth is a mere 70 to 100 years, perhaps. And what we choose to do with that time has profound consequences for us and for others, now and for eternity. Jesus helpfully sums up what we need to do. Matthew 22, 37 to 39. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. Our St. Andrew's vision statement echoes this beautifully. Loving God with all our heart and reflecting God's heart to Goldsworth Park and beyond. Our current priority is to reflect God's heart to the children of Goldsworth Park. In fact, it's not just a priority for St. Andrew's Church, it is a priority for the Church of England. It says children and young people are the priority of priorities. Children desperately need to know that they are loved by Jesus. But how will they know if we don't tell them? In Romans 10, 14, Paul says, but how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? Helping in our work with children and families is not just volunteering. It is ministry. It is not just serving the community. It is serving Jesus Christ. So, what can you do to help? Three things. Number one, pray. You don't need to know the names of the children. However, if you would like to know, do just ask. God knows who you mean if you think about praying about the little girl with the ginger plaits or the twins. Pray for them. Pray for all the children and the families in our children's groups. Pray for the children who have not yet made a habit of coming regularly to church. Pray especially for those who have been baptized here. Pray for more children in the area to come to our church and to become part of our church family. Pray about who you can invite. Secondly, love. Love the children and their families. Get to know them. Hi, my name's Karen, like a pirate. What's your name? Find out what they were doing in kids' group. Speak to their parents. Perhaps think about the different love languages that you might use in order to express love. Maybe that's words of affirmation, gifts, time together, acts of service. Maybe you express love through food. I know I do. Maybe you feel moved to provide pastries for the youth or cake after the service occasionally. Remember, Jesus commanded us to love each other. But he gave us plenty of freedom on how to express that love. And thirdly, serve. Our kids group goal is to have fun, make friends, grow in faith. But our children's groups are at a critical stage. We need to grow the number of children in our church, or they will leave to find a church where there are more children of their own age. Having friends who are Christian is vital, no matter what your age. So how can we grow the number of children in our church when there is so much competing for their time and attention these days? Sports, parties, sleeping in might seem really important during our time on earth, but what about eternity? We also desperately need to grow the number of people on our kids' teams. Many of the volunteers who serve on a Sunday morning have been serving in this ministry for many, many, many years. Most also serve in other ways and are on other rotas, which means putting together a rota for the different kids groups is logistically challenging. We would love to have a little bit more give so that we can have groups for the children and that our volunteers can be nurtured and fed themselves so that they can be upstairs and part of this congregation. Our current key needs in children's ministry include more leaders for kids groups, people who can prepare and run the sessions. A coordinator for the toddler group. As I mentioned, we have a group which runs on Wednesday mornings. There is an amazing team of volunteers already in place. We have great local families who really value the group, but we need someone who is willing to coordinate and help lead that group going forwards. We could really do with some more help on Sunday morning, setting up and clearing up. Help with community events, like Messy Church. You heard earlier, we need more volunteers, particularly for this Messy Church. But there are other ways that you can be involved with events in communities. You can help prepare crafts in advance. You can help on the day. You could possibly even join a team, which would help plan future events. There are lots of ideas coming up that we would love to do for families, but we could do with some more ideas and some more people willing to plan and run these events. Or maybe there's something else that I haven't mentioned that you feel strongly about. If so, please explore it further. Let me give you an example. I feel strongly that everyone, but especially children, must know the stories of the Bible, regardless of whether you have a faith or none. It is vital to our culture, our language, and even our laws. You've got to know the Bible stories. You've got to know who Goliath was, if you have the expression about having a Goliath type event, competition. That's what I was thinking of. So I did, and I still do, feel that it's vitally important that people know the Bible stories. Whether you believe them or not, you've got to know them. So soon after I started in my role as children's worker, I heard about Open the Book, which is a national program now run by the Bible Society, where they enable volunteers to go into local schools and tell Bible stories. Perfect, I thought. I can help set up a team, and with my experience in working in schools, I can enable this team to go into the local schools in order to do the stories, and in this way, I can ensure the great Bible storytelling happens. I was not interested in acting, not at all. And this is why I think God laughed. And he didn't just giggle. He did a great big belly laugh. Because you should see me now. I love getting dressed up. I love acting out different characters from the Bible, although I do think I have a particular talent for royalty. All the baddies. I'm quite good at being a bad king or queen. Those are my star roles. But I'm generous, and I sometimes let other people in the amazing team have those roles as well, if the crown fits. And it's fabulous. I love doing it. I have a wonderful, dedicated team who help me. We go into the schools regularly. We are welcomed by the staff. The children love us when we go in. It is a fantastic opportunity. I've been doing it for 12 years. And when I started, I didn't have the skills. I didn't even have the inclination to do the acting part. But I explored it further. And God gave me the gifts and talents that I needed in order to make a success of it. So my advice to you is do not think you don't have the right skill set yet. God will give you the skills when you need it. If you're waiting for gifts from God, it might be that he is waiting for you. So, what is stopping you from helping in children and families ministry? You do not need to be perfect. Nobody's perfect. We all have flaws, but the children need somebody now. They need someone to listen to them, to teach them, to love them. They need that now. They can't wait for us to be perfect. You do not need to be a trained teacher. We have lots of resources. People will help you. You do not need to be a woman. It would be great to have some men on the team again. You don't need to be a particular age. Have a look at some of the posters which are on the stairwells as you're coming up into the worship area. There's a variety of different ages. Everybody has experience that they can share. You don't need to be a theologian with a thorough knowledge of the Bible. In fact, I would say you learn more through teaching. Teaching is the best way of learning. So if you want to learn the Bible better, teach. Because by preparing for the lessons, you will learn so much. And then actually delivering the lessons, the children often teach you more than you teach them, as you might have heard in the video. They're fantastic. They also make you giggle. the other day I was doing something physical on the floor, and the children are like, oh, how old are you? They're wonderful. They really are fabulous. So don't think you need to be Bible perfect before you volunteer. You don't need to be on a kids' rota for the rest of your life, or even 56 years, I think the other gentleman said in the video. I promise, every year I do give my wonderful volunteers the option of stepping down, and I pray very much that they say no, they don't want to. You don't need to be able to do it all on your own. There are lots of people, myself included, who are only too happy to help and support you. You do need some key qualities, though. Number one, you need to want to share God's love. Number two, you need to love children. And number three, you need to have safeguarding training and a DBS. St. Andrew's is committed to safely recruiting volunteers, which reflects our commitment to caring for people of all ages. There will be some forms to fill in. There will be some training. But there will also be plenty of help along the way. So please don't let this be a barrier to you serving. And if I still haven't convinced you that children's work is for you, maybe you feel that you'd like to serve on a different rota or a different area in this church, which would free up somebody who is thinking that children's ministry is exactly what they're made for. So in conclusion, we want to be a church that is here for the community. We want children and families to know that they are loved by God and loved by us. You were given a leaflet as you came in today, which sets out our plans for children's and families ministry over the next couple of years. There are also plenty of possibilities if we have the resources, if we've got the people, the time, the passion, the talents, the finances, etc., whatever we need. There are things that we could do, and there might be other things that you think, ooh, this would be great. Please explore it if you feel passionately about it. Future generations will hear about the wonders of the Lord. Psalm 22, verse 30. Imagine what this church would be like without any children or families. Future generations will hear about the wonders of the Lord. Please prayerfully consider how you will help the future generations on Goldsworth Park hear about the wonders of the Lord. Thank you.